This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Leaders of Turkey, Saudi Arabia are discussing forming a joint working group to look into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Meantime, Saudi Arabia has threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said the kingdom deserves severe punishment if it's responsible for Khashoggi's disappearance and possible murder. Mr. Trump also said he does not want to halt Saudi Arabia's most recent military purchases from the U.S.
It's 450,000 jobs. It's the best equipment in the world. But if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, had a turbulent Sunday with their stock exchange plunging as much as 7% at one point over investor fears of sanctions. Reporters from Reuters are saying that Congolese migrants and officials are saying dozens of people were killed this month in neighboring Angola in a crackdown on a diamond mining group, an accusation Angolan security forces strongly denying. Angola has launched an operation to clear out tens of thousands of people involved in mining in order to attract more private investment, as many as 180,000 illegals targeted. A month after Russia, Turkey, and Iran came together in a last-ditch effort to avert a potentially catastrophic Syrian government offensive in Idlib, they appear to have succeeded in creating a buffer zone around the northern rebel-held province, diffusing tensions in a major flashpoint area. Meantime, the border crossing between Syria and Jordan is officially reopening today after being closed for 3 years. Russian-backed Syrian forces retook the border region in July. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened painful blows against Hamas if it does not halt protests along the Israeli-Gaza border. Some 14,000 demonstrated Friday. The Prime Minister also was asked about the case of an American student, Lara Al-Ghassem, barred from Israel under a law targeting pro-Palestinian protesters.
But every country and every democracy, and many democracies, have special arrangements where they decide who to let in and who not to let in. If you come in and you're virulently against America and you try to come into the United States, there's a good chance you won't be let in.
Al-Ghassem, seeking to pursue studies at Hebrew University, has been in detention, fighting deportation since October 2nd as she appeals her case to Israel's Supreme Court. In Yemen, at least 15 civilians were killed. It happened in an attack on a minibus near the embattled port city of Hodeidah, and the Houthi rebels blame it on a Saudi-led airstrike. Civilians fleeing the fighting face malnutrition. Many admitted to a hospital in Aden, where Dr. Aida Hussein is working.
I have found here they are suspected for sepsis and more likely to die. These patients are more likely to die. She's 10.1 kg. She must be 15. You can't imagine, this is the measurement of 2 years.
Dr. Hussein refers to an 8-year-old girl who is half the weight she should be, the result of not having enough to eat for years. North and South Korea held high-level talks within the heavily fortified, demilitarized zone today. Meeting discussed the implementation agreements made during the recent Pyongyang summit. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies lost their absolute majority in Bavaria's state parliament vote by a wide margin in a regional election. The Christian Social Union had their worst performance since 1950 in the state vote in Bavaria. Benoit Kapmark is a Europe scholar at Australia's RMIT University.
What is at play here is a populist revolt against traditionalism, the traditional parties that we're seeing in Bavaria that we have been seeing in other European countries as well, albeit this at the regional level. So the traditional base, which has been so vital to German politics for so long, and the CSU-CDU coalition being possibly threatened in terms of the broader German framework. So we are seeing gains being made by the parties that several years ago would not have imagined gaining as much as they have.
Kapmark said the main issues in the election were the rise of populism and whether Germany should be letting in migrants. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.